Down syndrome, also known as trisomy 21, is a genetic disorder that affects the child during cell division in the womb. Research shows that Down syndrome occurs in 1 out of 800 births. According to medical experts, some of the risk factors apart from natural causes include having children after the age of 35 for women and exposure to radiation. Caught in the middle of Down syndrome are children and parents who are subjected to different forms of stigmatization. Frontline advocates of better life for children with Down syndrome, Mrs. Adetola Makinde and Mrs. Cecilia Akadiri, who were also parents to children with the disorder, spoke about the challenges in managing it.
I was crying almost every other day. Like, the mother sometimes feels like a failure, the taboo. It will be seen as something else when you have a child like that. Like, maybe, okay, you must have done something wrong, or maybe you want to use a child for ritual, or maybe you want ritual money because you don't have a child like that.
That day, I just took her to school and I need additional help. And someone said, I can't allow my children to stay without. I have small children at home that I take care of.
Mrs. Makinde and Akadiri, while stressing that children with Down syndrome deserve unbiased love from the society, also urged government to subsidize their medical bills.
If you accept my child to join your team, it could be inclusion to me. But if you put my child in your team and then you are still stigmatizing or still relegating or not finding support for her in that same thing, that means you are not considering the different abilities different people have.
We have machinery outside the country there. This machinery, they cost a lot, which we parents cannot afford to have.
An education therapist, Mrs. Nkechi Alomaja, said government must create more awareness on Down syndrome and ensure that their voices were heard and their rights protected.
Government should try to employ more trained special needs education that understands children with special needs in government schools. There is need for us to integrate people with intellectual disabilities into the society for their voice to be heard and their rights to be enforced. I'm talking about the United Nations Convention Rights for People with Disabilities, CRPD.
Speaking on ways of reducing cases of Down syndrome in the society, an Akure-based consultant pediatrician, Dr. Olubanke Oluwafemi, said the disorder could be detected in early pregnancy screening, but lamented that some mothers do not go for antenatal care.
The drugs that work for your neighbor may not work for you. There's what we call drug reaction. People still go about using herbs, using what my sister used for her daughter, using all of that, not listening to, and then antenatal care is very important.
Dr. Oluwafemi advised mothers to visit the nearest hospital when they notice the following symptoms in their infants.
They also have problem of hearing impairment. They can have glaucoma, they can have cataract. Some of them that have delayed speech. You know, when the child is supposed to be able to hold the neck between 3 and 4 months, he cannot hold the neck. The physical growth is delayed, so they have short stature. When the child is supposed to be sitting, he's not able to sit. When he's supposed to crawl, he's not able to crawl. Usually the commonest complaint is cough, catarrh, pneumonia, which is recurrent.
World Down Syndrome Day is commemorated every 21st of March to demand for the right, inclusion and well-being of people with a health condition. In Akure, Augustina Ukinedo, Radio Nigeria.